WTOP News Time, 4:52.
Hillary Clinton's testimony on the Benghazi attack is revealing much more than just what happened in the days surrounding the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. It's also shedding light on terror groups.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
Let's start with what we're learning from Secretary Clinton about al-Qaeda in North Africa.
Well, Secretary Clinton said publicly yesterday on the Hill what intelligence officials have been saying privately, that they believe these loose weapons in Libya have now been traveling through North Africa. And Secretary Clinton said there was no doubt in her mind that Libyan weapons were used in the Algerian hostage crisis last week. So the bigger picture here is that we are seeing these Islamist groups in North Africa pooling resources and coordinating. And the reason that matters is that we now see evidence that they are plotting attacks against Western interests in North Africa, and the next logical step would be Western interests outside of the region.
Catherine, there were a lot of people who were looking for inconsistencies in Clinton's testimony on Benghazi. Did they find any?
Well, there are a number of what I would call sort of a lack of consistency when you look at her testimony. Secretary Clinton cited the Accountability Review Board yesterday, the ARB. This was the independent investigation into Benghazi. And she quoted from the paper saying that the intelligence picture remained complicated. It wasn't really clear who these people were or what their motivations were for the attack. Yet on September 12th, one day after the Benghazi attack, the head of the House Intelligence Committee told us here at Fox News, and he's also getting these same high-level briefings, that there was no question in his mind that it was a pre-planned terrorist attack, sort of a commando military-style attack that would have been in the making at least for a couple of days, not something that was done spur of the moment. I think the other important question really looks at the issue of what was known in real time. Secretary Clinton left the impression, or seemed to leave the impression, that she was not watching any videos or had access to real-time information as the attack unfolded in Benghazi. But in October, when one of her subordinates, Charlene Lamb, testified on the Hill, she told the House Government Oversight Committee that they did have real-time information, and it was through open phone lines to agents on the ground in Benghazi, and that was at the State Department Command Center. So I wouldn't call it inconsistencies, but there certainly is a lack of consistency in the overall testimony.